Today's What Do You Think program is brought to you by your local Huron County Farm Bureau agents, Bill Weitzel in Pigeon, Corey Vollmer and Deb McBride in Elkton, Casey Yon in Harbor Beach or Ubley, Deb Croswick in Unionville, and Tim Fritz in Bad Axe. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
It is currently about 11 minutes past 10 o'clock. A couple of guests today. I've got them on the phone. I've got Melissa Stierrett and June Schweitzer. We're going to be talking about some Can Council things coming up and some other things. Thanks for being with us, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, who would like to start first?
I guess I will.
Okay, June.
Today, the Can Council, we thought it would be kind of nice to talk about some of our programs that the council funds. Some of our funding programs we have, for example, are the postpartum support group, the Say Yes to No Parent Education, Love and Logic, and many more. And so today Melissa and I are here to talk about our programs, our individual programs that the council supports. It's really, you know, the Huron County Child Abuse and Neglect Council, it's really the intention of the Can Council to work collaboratively with the community and partners, and our goal is really to help prevent child abuse and neglect, in Huron County. And by the programs we bring in, they are prevention programs, and I just think they're wonderful programs. Melissa, what do you think?
I can go in depth about a couple of those programs today for the public. The Can Council offers very generous mini-grant scholarship opportunities for some of these programs to be able to function financially. And even more so, they offer their support and really back some of those programs. June talked about a couple really good programs that I know that we've featured on the show before, such as the Postpartum Support Group, and that website is HuronPostpartum.com. Today I'd like to talk about a couple other programs that people might be a little unfamiliar with. The first one is the Huron County Playgroups. Huron County Playgroups have actually been around for a very long time, and they're always developing. Right now, we have 4 playgroups in Huron County that run. We have a Bad Axe playgroup, a Port Austin playgroup, a Harbor Beach playgroup, and a Pigeon playgroup. Playgroups are designed for parents to bring their young children, toddlers, preschool-age children, to come and play with other children that are around the same age. It's a time to interact with other children. Parents stay for the hour that they're there. We took a turn this year, and instead of just basing it on some play activities, we're basing it on some literacy activities. So something new at Playgroup is we have a monthly theme now that is revolving around a book, and this month's book is about spring. So we read the children a book about spring, we have a snack together, and then for the hour that we're together, all of our activities are based on the book or based on that central theme. And this month with spring, we had the Bad Axe playgroup the other night, and we do flower sorting, where we're taking some flowers and we're sorting them into different colors. We made a domino game with some flowers. We planted our own flowers and our own seeds, and we talked about, you know, the roots go to the bottom and the stems go to the top, and we talked about the different things that seeds need in order to grow. We do some gross motor activities like jumping and catching a ball, because these are all developmental activities that children need to learn. And we have a nice healthy snack together. And so playgroups are really a good time for younger children because of that 1 hour window. They're not getting too overwhelmed or too tired while they're there. It's a good time for them to just enjoy some mom and dad time, but with other children. We have a lot of parents that enjoy playgroup, and as a matter of fact, in Bad Axe the other night, we had 17 children come to playgroup. So Can Council really supports us and allows us to be able to function with providing books and snack and things like that. The Bad Axe playgroup is usually the first Monday of the month from 6 to 7 p.m. Harbor Beach follows with the second Monday, and that's from 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock at the library. The third week in the month is usually our pigeon play group, and that's at the Shure Professional Center from 10 to 11 o'clock. And then we've also added a Thursday morning session, which is also from 10 to 11 o'clock in Port Austin. And that's usually the second Thursday of the month, and that's at the United Protestant Church. So for more information on playgroups, you could give me a call at my office at 269-3489. You don't need to register for playgroup. There isn't anything that you have to do beforehand. You can just show up, and either myself, Melissa Sturrett from Parents as Teachers, or Abby Goik from MSU Extension, will lead the playgroup, and we'll have all the activities there for the children, and everybody has a really good time. So playgroups will continue throughout the summer, and our next playgroup is actually Monday in Harbor Beach from 10 to 11, so I hope to see everyone there.
Before we go on to another thing on playgroups, CAN Council is Child Abuse and Neglect Prevention. How do playgroups help in that? Is that simply a way that parents can have playtime for their kids with other children in a supervised area? Parents, especially with young kids today, really not like when we were kids, just open the door and said, be back for lunch.
Sure. There's a couple different reasons why playgroup would be appropriate for child abuse, neglect, and prevention. First of all, just getting out of the house and interacting with other adults is going to help with some of the isolation that parents feel sometimes. Living in such a rural area and not having a lot of family-friendly activities that are happening during the day and into the evening, sometimes parents get stressed out and they feel isolated and they get stuck in a certain parenting rut or are not really sure how to handle certain childhood stages, you know, such as biting or potty training. Playgroup gives them an opportunity to actually talk with other parents of children of the same age. So you could come to playgroup with your 2.5-year-old and you could see some other moms and dads with their 2-year-olds and you could say, oh, you know, we're having kind of a rough time at home right now with potty training. What have you guys done lately? So it's a good time for parents to share ideas with each other and to let go of some of that isolation. At playgroup, they're also learning about what's developmentally appropriate for children. Do we have expectations that are too high? And sometimes parents can get frustrated with their children if they have expectations that are inappropriate. Some child abuse or neglect could come from just a lack of education and a lack of information. So at playgroup, we like to make sure that parents know you can have fun with your children with typical household items. You don't have to spend a lot of money and go out and buy a lot of expensive toys. We like to give them some child development information in our newsletter at playgroups, which, you know, just says at this age, these are the kinds of activities and these are the kinds of behaviors that you can expect from your children, and this is maybe what stages are coming next. So that's going to help with child abuse, neglect, and prevention also. So just getting out, getting involved with other children and other parents, learning about what expectations are appropriate, are all going to help with preventing child abuse and neglect.
And what age group kids are you looking for in this?
We ask that the children are 5 and under, but sometimes we have to bring older siblings because they either don't have school or in the summertime. So as long as the older brothers and sisters, you know, 5 and up, are comfortable, you know, behaving appropriately with younger children around, you know, we're not going to be knocking little guys over during playgroup. But, you know, it's mostly geared for children 5 and under. The activities are going to be more appropriate for, you know, toddlers and preschoolers, but, you know, we will take kids that are a little bit older as long as they don't get too bored with the activities.
And how young can they start? As soon as they're walking, or?
You know what? We have a lot of people that bring younger siblings and sometimes babies, and those children kind of sit over in a quieter area and will maybe sit on mom and dad's lap and play with soft toys and blocks and balls and books. So maybe they're not always, you know, planting flowers like we did this month, but there are activities that are geared for infants. So you could really bring babies as soon as you're comfortable leaving the house, because it's going to get you out and involved with other parents and other children. So really from birth all the way until age 5.
So like the younger kids, they're like a sponge and they might see how the older kids are acting and kind of give them an idea of how they should be acting in the future.
As long as it's a positive thing, yeah.
Yeah, we don't want to spread negatives.
Correct.
Okay, and this is something available. All the people have to do is show up, or do they need to pre-register?
Nope, they just need to show up. And for more information, they can go to greatstarthuron.com. And we have all of our playgroup schedules there for 2011. Takes us right through to the end of December. So all of the dates are already there, the locations and the times. So for May, May 9th is Harbor Beach from 10 to 11. May 12th is in Port Austin from 10 to 11. And May 16th is in Pigeon from 10 to 11.
And the site will tell you what location to go to and that type
Correct.
Of thing.
Correct. Yep, right on the website there. Or you can give me a call at the office, like I said before, at 269-3489, and we'll make sure that you know how to get to playgroup.
Well, excellent.
It's free, and there's no cost involved. You can just come and have a good time. And children always get to take home their projects with them, and they get a free book with every playgroup. Whatever book we've read at playgroup, they also get to take that book home with them.
And that's where some of the cost is incurred that CAN Council supports, is the materials that are taken home and the books and that?
Correct. Yep, CAN Council and the Great Parents Great Start program and some of the other programs help with the cost of, you know, snack and the supplies and things like that.
Well, terrific. And you had another program you really wanted to talk about?
I really want to make sure that anybody listening today that has a child under the age of 12 is receiving our Great Start newsletter. This newsletter has been in publication for about 2 years now. It started off as a monthly newsletter, and now it is every other month. We try and send the newsletter home with all elementary school students, preschool students, and we try and put them in doctor's offices and at the hospital and the clinic waiting area and at the library. What this is, what this newsletter is about is each section, there's 8 pages to a newsletter. Each section is going to talk about a different area of development for children and also different things that are happening in the community. So we highlight any family-friendly activities that are appropriate for children and families. We talk about best practices. We talk about child development information, tips, you know, special activities that are happening. So this newsletter is really appropriate for any family, whether it be grandparents or aunts and uncles or child care providers. What this newsletter is designed to do is, so often we were hearing from parents, there's nothing to do in Huron County. There's just nothing for kids. There's nothing for families. We're stuck at home all the time. And then the other half of the parents were saying, oh, well, I heard about this great program, but it happened last week, and I didn't know anything about it. So it was a huge frustration for people that the information just wasn't getting out to who it needed to get to. So the Parent Coalition, through the Great Start, decided that we should probably put a newsletter together and try and get the information out to those families who maybe just don't know that there really are really wonderful things happening in the county. All of our parenting education classes that are happening right now get advertised. There's always a page about, you know, if you're in a crisis and, you know, you're having trouble providing food or clothing, we provide phone numbers and you know, agencies that you can call for some extra help when you've just, you know, reached that point. For example, there's a Thumb Bread Basket. It's a bi-monthly food distribution to Thumb area families. That's coming up on May 14th at Laker Elementary School from 8:30 to 10:30. You bring your own bags and your own boxes to Laker Elementary School from 8:30 to 10:30, and you can leave with some really good food. And we wanted to make sure that parents knew about that. Things are kind of hard for families in Huron County right now, and every little bit can help. But if we didn't get that information out in a newsletter, how else would parents find out about that? So today I really want to make sure that if you have any listeners who have not had an opportunity to have the Great Start Early Childhood newsletter, that they either go to the website, greatstartheron.com, and sign up for that newsletter, or they give me a call and we'll make sure that they get a copy of that sent to them. Right now, we have a grant that we received through the Early On, through the ISD, that helps with our printing costs. We've printed over 700 copies of these newsletters every other month. So 1,700 families in Huron County are getting these newsletters. But I still think that there's probably people out there who have not seen a copy of this newsletter yet. All of our old editions are available on greatstartheron.com. The information usually is going to be good for months later, so we want to make sure that families always have an opportunity to read old editions of the newsletter.
But you do actually get a physical copy. It's not simply, you know, you're on an email list and it'll be sent to you.
No, it's a physical copy. It comes right in the mail to you.
And is it, you know, an easy read? Do you get kind of used to the parts that you like and can find them quickly? Or?
Well, we have it divided into some different categories. So, you know, there's a category for programs in the county. There's a category for, you know, physical health concerns. There's a category for social and emotional health concerns. There's a category on, you know, parenting, any sort of parenting classes or parenting enrichment, parenting workshops. There's a section on that. So any sort of things that are coming up, special speakers or classes that are coming up, we make sure that we put that in there. MSU Extension is a really wonderful resource for the community. They offer nutrition, counseling, and classes for parents and families. We make sure that we add a recipe each month, every other month, to the newsletter so parents can have some good healthy recipes in their collections at home. So we highlight the family nutrition program. There's a couple different parenting education programs. MSU Extension right now is doing Parenting the Preschooler, where a home visitor comes out with a book and some activities similar to what we would do at playgroup, but in their own home. Abby is providing that home visit. So we talk about, you know, what programs are available in the county that are free or no cost, low cost. We talk about how important it is for families to do activities together around physical fitness. So we provide examples of games that we can play with our children or activities we can do with our children that will get us, you know, a little more physically fit. And since the weather's getting nice, you know, we'll highlight certain areas in the county that maybe would give us a reduced rate to come and participate, whether it's mini golf or taking a bike ride. So really, there's a little bit of everything in every newsletter that families are really going to be able to find enjoyable.
Well, terrific. We're going to pause 60 seconds and we'll be back.
Okay.
If you're a farmer, you should know Farm Bureau Insurance. After all, you know how tricky insurance can be. Did you remember to add that new planter you bought? What about the truck? Did you switch that over? The equipment you'll be using will need to be added. If you're a farmer, you should know Farm Bureau Insurance, because Farm Bureau Insurance works with you to get all your needs taken care of. From the implements and trucks to the insurance on your workers, your local Huron County Farm Bureau agent will walk with you every step of the way. If you're a farmer and you don't know Farm Bureau Insurance, call one of your local Huron County Farm Bureau agents today. It could just be one of the most important calls you make. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Contact one of your local Huron County Farm Bureau agents, Deb McBride or Corey Vollmer in Elkton, Casey Yan in Harbor Beach or Ubley, Deb Croswick in Unionville, Tim Fritz in Bad Axe, or Bill Weitzel in Pigeon.
Michigan, my Michigan.
We are back, and our guests today are Melissa Stewart and June Schweitzer. We've been talking about the CAN Council, some of the programs that they participate in, and can we talk a little bit right now about the CAN Council? How do people access that? Is that something that if you want to participate in, it's easy to do?
Yep, I'll go ahead and let June talk a little bit more about CAN Council.
Okay. June?
Melissa? Yes.
June?
We are always looking for members to participate in CAN Council. For information, just call 550-6261. And we have membership packets and envelopes. As far as membership, can you help me with that a little bit, Melissa?
Sure. The CAN Council meets on a quarterly basis, and mm-hmm. we're always looking for community members to get involved with some of the activities that the CAN Council is doing. We had our annual roof sit this past February and raised over $15,000, which we put back into the community, into programs that help prevent child abuse and neglect. And our next big fundraiser that's coming up is our annual golf outing. It's the 25th annual golf outing, actually. And that's going to be on Wednesday, June 29th at the Ubley Heights Golf and Country Club. Registration is at 8 o'clock. The shotgun start starts at 9. There's a fee of $70 per golfer. So we really would like to have the community come out and get involved in that golf outing, whether it's a business that would like to sponsor a hole or a business or a community member who'd like to give us some raffle prizes or just some special little prizes for the men and women that are golfing. There's going to be food there. We like to have teams of four, and spots fill up pretty quick, so we like to have teams register early. You can call that number, the 550-6261, and speak with Kelly, and she can get you some more information on the Can Council golf outing, or you can go to the Huron County Child Abuse and Neglect Council's website at HuronCountyCanCouncil.org and find out some more information. There is a tab called Get Involved where, you know, you can get involved in showing up to some of our meetings or being on our board of directors or getting involved in some of our fundraisers. The Can Council's website talks about more of the programs and services that they actually support in Huron County. The great news is we had a wonderful session last week called Darkness to Light, which Can Council helped fund. And we had 40 participants from the community and professionals that came to learn how to prevent child sexual abuse. It's a topic that a lot of people don't really want to talk about, and it's a little taboo, but it's important to get the information out to parents and community members and teachers and coaches and clergy members. So we were really excited that Can Council helped fund that project. We offered dinner and child care for families and other community members to come in and learn about the seven steps to preventing child sexual abuse. So Can Council really uses the money that they raise locally to give back to the community, to fund projects and classes for parents, because all of these things will help us prevent child abuse and neglect in Huron County. So all of the money that we raise stays local to for all of these programs. Some other exciting things that we have coming up for Can Council is there's a golf course in Caseville, I believe, that's going to let us do a fundraiser. It's called the Key North Mini Golf and Family Fun Center in Caseville. On Monday, June 20th, from 2 p.m. to 8 p.m., people could come and enjoy bumper boats and mini golf and the giant slide and water wars and go-karts. And 100% of the proceeds from that event are going to benefit Can Council. So that's a family fun day. You know, bring the kids out. Any money that you spend on any of those little fun things will go back to Can Council. And it looks like we have a barbecue fundraiser at Bayport State Bank that's coming up in August. So we're out in the community. It's not just about raising money or asking for money. It's just getting involved with our families and with the children to make sure that, you know, Huron County children are safe.
And to get involved, you just really have to be concerned about kids. You don't have to be in an occupation directly tied to preventing child abuse and that. It's basically people with the intent to try and stop it.
Absolutely. You know, yep. You can be a grandma, a retired teacher, a police officer, you know, from any walks of life. As long as you have children's best interest in mind, we would be a perfect group for you to come and talk to.
Terrific. And do you go out and talk to groups? You know, do you have speakers who go out and talk about Can Council?
I'm certain that we could set something up if anyone was interested in learning more about that. Kelly Braun is our coordinator, and again, her number is 550-6261, and you'd be able to talk with Kelly about, you know, having someone come and talk to you. Kelly also offers classes about half hour before our board meetings for new members. So she kind of sits down with you one-on-one, and she talks about, you know, this is what the Can Council does, and this is how you can get involved, and we have different committees and things like that. You know, she talks about the history of Can Council and what our goals are and what our mission is for that year. So she offers, you know, like a little new member orientation. So anybody that would like more information on Canyon Council, Kelly would be a great one to call.
Are you more looking for active members? I mean, there are people who join things just to say that, you know, I'm part of this, I'm part of that, and it looks good on a resume. You're looking for people who are going to be actively helping?
Yes, as any agency probably is. We definitely are looking for people that want to get involved in helping children's lives in Huron County.
Okay. Appreciate it. And June, you wanted to
and
talk about
it? One of the programs that June is going to talk about today is the Say Yes to No Parenting Education program that Canyon Council helps put on. So I just want to thank everyone today for listening to the radio show. If you have any other questions about anything that I talked about today, you can give me a call at 269-3489. So thanks very much.
Well, thanks. June? June, are you there?
I am here finally, yes.
Okay, June.
Hey, Greg. How's it going? So another program that Can Council does fund, though, is the Say Yes to No program. And currently I am doing sessions here in Pigeon at the Sure Hospital. My sessions are on Tuesdays. They are from 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock. They are in the Pine Room. I am doing Session 4 next week. I have Session 4 and Session 5 the week after. We offer free care, and it's really nice because it's in another room, and we have hired daycare provider and daycare assistants to come and help with the kids. They have projects that the kids do. We have snacks, we have games, they sing, they dance, and so the kids really have a lot of fun while mom, dad, grandma, aunties are in my room. And the classes are free. Anybody who attends the class will receive a book written by Dr. David Walsh.
The Say Yes to
No, Why Kids of All Ages Need to Hear It, and Way Parents Say It.
Hang up, and then dial your operator.
Well, I think we lost Melissa. I think we lost Melissa there.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
If you'd like to make a call,
okay.
Please hang up and try
I
got to
remember which line you're on, June.
Hang on.
I hope I get the right one here.
Operator.
June?
Hello?
Yeah, okay. Go on.
Okay. So, and this is all provided through funding from the Huron County Child Abuse and Neglect Council. Also, the ISD and the Great Start Parent Coalition and Great Start Collaborative have really helped me out in Sure Hospital with this program just by letting me house the program into their facilities, helping me make copies, all materials and stuff that is needed. But the Canyon Council has been a great funding resource, so I could provide these classes, and so I could provide the books and materials and all that free for parents so they can really get a great program going here. So the program is divided into five sessions. In the first session, they learn the importance of self-discipline to children's happiness and success. They learn how self-discipline relates to a child's brain development. In the second session, we learn how to set the limits and consequences and the importance of being consistent and following through. And by doing these things, we learn how to try to avoid the power struggles. And then in our third session, we learned the different styles of parenting, the importance of building and maintaining a secure connection with the children. And in our fourth session, we learned the difference between what real self-esteem and the myths are that often distort its meaning and the rules for helpful praise. And then in our fifth session, we learned how to balance the limits and consequences with encouragement. And we kind of wrap up with the sessions with our own big ideas and our own strategies and take it back home with us and hopefully that will help parents or grandmas or whoever is taking care of children, whether they are infants all the way to teenagers, to help them rethink strategies and help make things a little bit easier, you know, to handle certain situations easier in their lives. So, and these sessions are great. These sessions are a great conversation. They feel that conversations are a real critical tool to use amongst us parents to talk about our situations, and we learn about different kinds of strategies. What may work in one family may not work in another, and you know, it's kind of neat to come up with some different ideas and maybe take it back home and really try to work with it. So It's a real nice prevention class. We talk about sometimes if we are short-tempered, ideas to help us, you know, whenever maybe a situation may escalate with a child and a parent, we talk about ways where we can just use some techniques and use some tools for us to just calm down and, you know, take breaths, relax, and then maybe to continue the conversation with the child and talk things through. So it's a real nice session.
Well, appreciate all your help. Again, yes. If people want more information, you've got that website, the Great Start?
Yes. Well, it's HuronCountyCanCouncil.org.
Mm-hmm.
And that's our website. And if anybody wants any more information on the Huron County CAN Council, they can call Kelly Braun, who is our coordinator for the CAN Council, at 550-6261.
Well, I hope people who are interested in helping get involved. It's a noble cause, and all we can do to prevent it is what I say.
Yes, yes. Well, there's a lot of great programs that the CAN Council funds out there. You know, just go onto our website and, or even the Great Start Collaborative website. And I mean, there's a lot out there for parents, for children. Really, use it. Come to them. it's a very good, mission, a very good, you know, way to help us grow. So, as a community, and I think that's great. They're great resources and great education.
Thank you,
for
June.
Parents and families.
Thank you, June. Appreciate you taking time today.
You're welcome. Thank you, Greg.
Our guests today on the program have been Melissa Stewart and June Schweitzer. We've been talking about the Huron County CAN Council. You can check out their website if you want more information on the CAN Council and some of the programs that they offer. Coming up at 11, we'll clue you in on all the latest in the news.
Today's What Do You Think program was brought to you by your local Huron County Farm Bureau agents. Bill Weitzel in Pigeon, Corey Vollmer and Deb McBride in Elkton, Casey Yon in Harbor Beach or Ubley, Deb Croswick in Unionville, and Tim Fritz in Bad Axe. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.